after the Mabul, we have Noach coming out of the Teva, and it says over there that he brought a carbon, what carbon is, v'iv Noach mizbeach Hashem, and so on. V'yorach Hashem esreach anichoyach, v'yem Hashem aliba lo'osiv l'kal o'idas Adam b'avur Adam, ki yetzel e'vodim ramin urav, lo'osiv o'id l'hakris es kol chayik asha sisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki'ilu, this is the statement of Charata, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I no longer will bring a Mabul for whatever reason. So obviously in this Pasuk is the Nekuda of change, why the world from this place onwards would have a Kiyum as opposed to the world until now. So something happened over here. So first is Vayorach Hashem Sreach Anichoyach. That seems to be the trigger, which needs obviously a hezba. All Karbonis speak about Reach Nichoyach, and it needs some understanding about what is that Reach Nichoyach. Ki'ilu, in the Karbonis itself, the Etzim Karbon, the meat, and so on and so forth, that's Gashmias, so that's not Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. But it's the Reach Nichoyach. A Reach Nichoyach is also a Gashmistic thing. I mean, yes, for us it's a little more refined than physical things, but it's still in the big picture, it's obviously something a Dava Gashmi. So this Reach Nichoyach that's in Karbonis, and it's actually one of the Lishmas, one of the Shishadvarim that a carbon should be Lechatchila Nikra for, includes Nichoyach. So Nechoyach is a certain element in the activities of the carbon. There are many different types of Maisim inside the person. The person is giving something that's expensive, he's being a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has Kavanis, and so on. But of all of that, the element, the Nekuda, the essence of a carbon that's Mechapen, as the Rotzen, is the Reach Nechoyach. And this is the first place, this is where the Torah puts it down as the Nekuda of Ritzu in the carbon. So try a little bit to understand Sreach Nechoyach. Vayem Hashem Aliboy. Hashem said Aliboy. What does that mean? So Ramban says it means that he did not tell it to a Navi. Ramban also says it in different places. When it says Vayem Hashem Aliboy, it's the same type of phrase as when you use Bas Vedam. When I say something Alibi, it means I'm not Megala to anybody else. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Aliboy, we're talking about a type of inyan where there's no gilui outside. So Nevi'im, there's a gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually tells Nevi'im what he's doing. Here he didn't tell Noach either, but he told it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So I understand that Ve'im Hashem Aliboy means that he did not tell it to a Navi. But what's the positive point of it? Vayem Hashem Aliboy means there was a change. It's just like, let's give a dogma. I was no longer certain on Hagga. I could decide to change and tell people. I could decide to change and not tell people. But if there's no decision to change, then it would be wrong to say Vayom Aliboy. Vayom Aliboy implies that there's going to be a change. So Vayom Hashem Aliboy means there's going to be a change, but this change is not going to be told to anybody. Why not? Why is it a Noach? The obvious answer is that if you take away the threat of total punishment, then you're taking away the effect of, you know, stopping before Averis. That's a Derech HaPshat. The Yetzalev Adam Ramin Urav sounds l'chura like a kitrug. It's something which rak kolayom. It says from the very first day, the person from the earliest childhood, a person is ra. So is that a reason not to punish Adam? Tachlis, it's something which Adrabba, it's something with it. We should. It means it's hopeless. It's true that the pasuk says I'm not going to punish the Adama, I'm not going to punish Kol Chai, but everything is totally an Adam. And if you're telling me that Adam is rotten to the core, then what's the point of keeping it going? That's not a reason why we would be misakin in the world to say that it's good. Those are the problems that are in the Pasuk. In the Chazal over here, the Medrash says, Vayorech Hashem. So it says Vayorech Reach. So Chazal give two or three other reichos. Vayorech Hashem Reach and Echoyach. Hey Reach Reichos Shal Avram Avinu Oilam Kivshneish. The Reach of Avram Avinu from the Kivshneish. Vayorech Reach Shal Chanaim Shal Vazaya Oilam Kivshneish. And then finally the Reach of Doros Shal Shemad. So those are all wonderful schusim, but. I mean, what exactly? So tell me, the schusim of all the Yidden, the three common denominators of these are people that were willing to go al Mesiras Nefesh. Leave the Reach, it has to go into the Pasuk of Reach Nechoyach, and that's why it's saying Kivshneish. But the Cholifin, it has really nothing to do much with Kivshneish, it has to do with Mesiras Nefesh. Dor Shel Shema, they didn't have to burn them. It says they did all sorts of other terrible Yisurim. So, speak about Mesiras Nefesh, and Bechal, why would Mesiras Nefesh be included here? This is Karbanis, the world of Karbanis. What did Chazal find in the Reach of all of these Inyanim over here? So, Lemaisa, the Balaturim here, also Shtels Tzu, and the Balaturim says that Reach Nechoyach Beis B'Meseira, there are two places in where Vayorach Reach appears, and the word Vayorach appears. One is here, one is by Yitzchak Avinu, where it says he was Meriach the Yaakov, and he said Reib Nirechak Reach Asada, and so on. And those are the two Vayorachs in the Torah, it's a Meseiris. And the Balaturim says, he stells it to the Chazal over there, that Al Tikri Begodav La Boigdav, that Yitzchak smelled the aroma of the people that would betray Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara brings the famous Medrash, it brings Yosef, I think Tzoret says, and Yochim Yisrael, and Yosef Mashisa, two people who were betrayed Klal Yisrael, in the end they did tshuva. Two people that were Yitzhak Latarbis, terrible Tarbis. So in the end, they did Tshuva. So that's the Reach. And then the Baal Turim adds on his own, there's no mocker for the Chazal, that Asidin Rishoyim to give a Reach, to give a Reach. And he sort of goes around the Chazal of Malay Mitzvah Kerim, and they're going to be Malay and Reach or something like that. So also, it seems as if Reach is something that straddles a few different phenomena. There's the Reach Boigdim, there's the Reach of Rishay Yisrael, and that, in other words, the Baal Turim is telling it so that you see that even in Russia, you see that this Indian of Reach over here, that's a redeeming factor, and that's what we're talking about. So let's try to understand a little bit. So this is really an extraordinary turning point in terms of what to base the world on, what Hanhagis, and this is the Hanhagah that made it possible to have a Hemshcha Bria. with the old Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being noy with the world like it was, things could not go on. It's just a question of time till there'd be the next Mabul. And now, because there's a certain Gilui over here, of a certain Gilui of Reach, there's a new Avoda brought into the world and a new Indian, and that saves the world, and that's what we stand on. So I need a little bit to try to explain, understand what is this Hanhagah of Reach, what does it mean to be a person, and so on. There's a Sefer Maaseh Hashem from Elazar Ashkenazi. He was a contemporary of the Maral. They were bar plucked in certain sugyas, but back upon him, there are some similarities, and he says like this. He says that Reach is something that is it's always al shem, it's al shem ha'asid. That's one inyan about it. it's something which it's something which is not begilui. Lamashal, let's take a very simple example. The normal use of reyach is as follows. A person walks into a house, he says, I smell smoke. There's something wrong here. And then he began to look upstairs, downstairs, around about, and he sees where the fire is. So the smoke that he smelled, the chush of smelling, was something which allowed him to see something down the road. A person smells something good. He starts looking, where is it? What's cooking? What's baking? And so on. That's the normal chush areach. Chush areach is something which is a chush that deals with something that's really behelem. It's one of the most, even though on the one hand, that's one of the most sensitive chushim we have, like the case of the fire that we smelled. The smell will kick in before any other chush kicks in b'derech klal, but it also doesn't have much information. Where's the fire? How strong is the fire? Where's it going? None of that is in reyach, and it's something which needs riyah and or shmir to supplement it. So reyach is a chush that deals with helam, and it's something that deals with it deals with something whose significance is going to be the asid, almost by definition. That which is helam, that which is away from us, hidden from us, does not have any immediate meaning. It has a meaning when we find it. I want to look at that also, mitzad, the way reach works. There's a musig in halacha, it's nageta different in yanim, about a reach being pag. If a reach is exposed, the marshal, everyone knows the experience. If you have besamim and you leave the besamim uncovered, it will lose its reach after a while, because reach is a very, very refined type of substance. It's almost non-substantial as far as we see it, so it doesn't sit in one place. A potato, until it rots, will sit where it is. The cloves will sit around for a very long time. They don't rot. There's not much happens to them. The reyach disappears, because the reyach is something that is it's very fine, and it evaporates very readily, very rapidly. And therefore, in the bria, reyach is locked into another chayfetz. So, l'moshel, there's two processes that uncover reyach. One is pounding it, like just by the k'tiris, had to be dakum in adaka. It's something which has to be ground, because the grinding cracks the covering, the shell of the reyach. And sreifa, like mugmer. Sreifa is something which covers sreifa is something which gets rid of the shell totally, and it releases the odor. So the pchina of reyach in the bria is a fascinating pchina. It's something that cannot exist associated with a chayfetz, except behelm or behesta. And when I crack it open, when I'm megala the hester, so at that point the reach becomes, let's call it, visible it's possible to sense it, and the loss of it begins immediately. Reach is something that can only survive when it's behelim, and as soon as it becomes nigla, it's out. The hope is always the point of reach is always as a lead to the thing itself. So just like when I when when I look around and I find where the fire is, the reich is not important anymore, so too, this is also like that. So reich is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria that is dafke on the kuda pnimis. It doesn't exist as a chitzonis, except it goes and disappears. The minute it becomes chitzoni, it has a short life and loses itself. So on the one hand, it's very elusive, very hard to find. On the other hand, it leads me to something of substance and good. I'm hungry, I'm looking for food. I smell something, it's not here, I found it. Now that I found it, klapimi, the reich is no longer important. I now have the chafetz. And the reich becomes really of second importance, and I now have the chafetz itself. So even if the reich is still there, it loses its chashivas. It also becomes something which is a marker of what is the emes and metzias of something. There's an extraordinary pasuk, parsha, in by Daniel. It says Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were tossed into a kivshin. It's one of those that Chazal mentioned over here. Are in the kivshin. It's the reach that they were in kivshin eish. So the pasuk says over there that they were not at all singed by the fire. The clothing was whole. And it says in the pasuk, "V'reach nur le'odas behoin," and the reach of the fire did not at all stick to them. So the Malbim says, it's a progression of making the nes emes. He says like this: on the guf, the Gemara says there's something called salmandria, which if you coat the guf with that, fire doesn't affect it. So seeing them not being burnt, it could have been salamandria, or something doime. Once there's one teva, once we say that there are things that are possible in teva that fire shouldn't catch on to, so maybe if not salamandria, maybe something like salamandria. And clothing, so we use a term which I guess translates to asbestos. It's avonim, it's a chut avonim, I think it's called. I think what we call asbestos. It's possible that there's begodim, so in Beged, even in Teva, there's something that it's not Shoilet in it. The Reach of the Eish, there is no such thing in the Bria that's not Shoilet in. And the Mele, if it's not Shoilet in them, they were Mufka from its Teva. So what I would like to translate from that, what I'd like to take out from that is, you see that there are things, the Pshat is Mitzad de Chitzonia Sheboi. There was no eish, but when you smell it, you smell eish. So just like it says, Lasid Lovoy, that the Melech HaMashiach is not done he's not going to judge, not be Marinayim, not Mishnah Znayim, but he's going to be Meiriachim. So here's an object that's not burnt, but I can smell the smoke. So there's a certain shleet of eish. If something has been affected by eish, minimally, it smells of smoke. So we see it in the Teva. If there's a sreifa someplace, people standing around a Madura, so Baruch Hashem, no one's affected. But the begodim, it smells. You can smell the smoke in the clothing. So the fact that there was no reach means they're totally mufka. That's how the Malbim explains it. So that means that the pchina of reach is something that is. It's the emes metzias, the pnimistic metzias of something is called the b'chinas reach. That's what it says. So we have in the Bria a Bria of nigla, which is nigla to all of our chushim, shmir, re'ia, mishush, tam. Those are that's the physical reality of the Bria, and that fits. The midas hadin of ein ledayin al mashen avroyes, a dayin judges by the evidence that's apparent. Ve'richo b'yir Hashem is lost love. It's Melech HaMashiach. Today, the anhaga is whatever we see, whatever we have from Adam. There's no anhaga for us today where we could say, well, I don't feel it's right. There is something. There's the din meruma, which if the dying feels it's din meruma. But the ikra psak of the din is based on shmi and re'iyah. The bria was meyusid on that. And the bria itself was meyusid on what's there. And the bria itself will always run into a kilkel at some point. That's mechayev kliya. The bria befal is far from perfect. The bria befal has ra in it, and b'meila it's just a question of time until the bria will disappear, and there's no kiyum for such a bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so I'm now being miyasid another basis for the bria, and that basis is the pchinas reach in the bria. The pchinas reach in the bria means mitzad a deep potential that's not yet realized, but I deherited it. That's what I can be miyasid, because that will always be there. There's always in the toiv of the bria. The neshama shasati be tahirahi, the nekud of toiv is there always. And if my hanhaga includes not only ayin roya v'izin shemas, but af meriach, then the bria has a kiyum. The avoda that Adam does that brings that is the avoda of karbonis. Everything a person does in the Olam HaMitzvahs is because he's a mitzvah. You know, Loma Taikin, Achmanamat Tiku. That's why we do mitzvahs. That's the primary reason. We might have other wonderful yana, but they have primary. The primary reason is because we are told to do it. That's the here and the now. A carbon is Leritzainchem. The ikad, the carbon is always a Pchinas Rotzen. L'tzeinchem tizbachu, l'lerotzen you, and so on. And b'meila, since everything is l'rotzen, it's a gilui of a certain pneumistic erotzen. You have the first carbons, the carbon is listed on the davis, ritzui, and so on. Those are all in yanim where, so b'meila, the reach nichoyach of the carbon means the pchina of rotzen that a person has that's locked into it. That comes out with Haktara. It's since Haktara is the Pa'ula, just like on Psamim, on Mugmer, it's only when you destroy the entire clip of it, you get the aroma. It's almost by definition like that. So in this Aveda also, the Reach, Nechoyach, that comes out is because the Gemara says the case where there's no Reach Nechoyach is where you pre-roast it and then you put it again into the fire. In other words, once you take out the Reach is not there anymore. So this Pchinas Reach that's put into it, that's the Yisoid of Karbanis. This was the first time such an Avoida happened in the Bria, and B'meila, there was a Gilui of the Inyan of Reach that's in the Bria. Vayem Hashem Liboy. So we said the Pashta Pshat is that the Pashta Pshat is not if you tell people then that you know there's a safety net and you'll never fail, then it'll become counterproductive. It's emes. But it's deeper than that. Since we're talking about an hugga, that's be'etzem behesta, and be'etzem it's away from everything, then it means that a person that it's the Torah of it is also a pchina v'yem Hashem aliboy. This is it's a hestedeke type van haga, so we know about it, but it's not something that was mizgala with dark in the vua, which is dibur. It's a mizgala through Torah, but it's ro'ui that something which is a hestedeke van haga, its metzias is behesta. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Ramin Urav over here is, I think that Chazal bring up a machloikis, Antoninus and Rebbe, from when is a, from when is the Tahara active in a person? So, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh said from conception, and Antoninus said that wouldn't work, because then he would be choitet mitoch mei imov, he would break through his mother's womb. Bal Karchach, it's only from Shas Leda. And Dugma, there's two or three psukim associated with it, and one of them is Mishosh Ninar Lotzes, Ramin Urov, Mishosh Ninar Lotzes, when he starts moving outwards. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Moedet Antoninus. It's extraordinary, the Chazal. In other words, the Gilui of this Inyan is first of all, what's the Shaila here? Kolzman de Ubas Me Imoy, he's the Pchinas Hester. It corresponds to what Tureyata we're talking about. It's still encapsulated in something else. It's still covered by something else. Its own Mitzvah hasn't come out yet. When its own Mitzvah comes out, that's the Ninar Lotzes. So that corresponds to Pchinas Reach that we're talking about, that requires Daka Min HaDaka, that requires Sreifa, and so on. So Antoninus, the person who is Megala, that even Ra and the Bria, Antoninus represents Umas Olam in this dialogue between Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Antoninus. Antoninus told him, even Ra, in its core, must have Toiv, or else it would be Soiser its own Kiyum. That's a Gilui that came from them, not from us. So it's Nifla Chazal. He says it would eat itself up. It's an Uber that would break out of womb, its mother would die. But if Ra is the Atzmius, down in the deepest core, then that has no survival. It itself is Toiv. Mishanina Lotzes Me'imoy. When it starts moving into this world, part of this world, Begoli, once he starts coming out Begoli to this world, that's when Ra becomes associated, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh is Moida. So this pasuk here tells me that we shtel avek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the world on a different basis from this point onwards. Until this point onwards, Midas Adin was established on what's here and what's now. That does not allow for survival. There was a new Gilui, a Pchinas Reach. If I can bring a tzushtel to it in a sense that you see it l'maisa, it says like the Moshel by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yifen koi v'koi v'yakein sham ish. The only way you could kill the Mitzri was if you saw that there is zero potential in this person. In other words, this branch has no potential. Nothing can come out good out of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the Bria based not on Re'i and Shmia, which means the here and the now, but rather on the Reach. There's a Chazal that's just extraordinary that Mamish says this. It says the same Chazal that speaks about the Reach and so on. It says a Reach Dor Shel Shmat. Reb Sholem b'shem Reb Menchemi bar Zeira Oma. He teaches this Chazal like this. Moshe lemelech sheimavakish livnos lepaltin alayam. It's like a moshe, like a king that wanted to build a palace on an ocean, and it was v'loyer dehechel of noisa. He doesn't know where it is, where's the best place on the yam to build it. Umotza tzloiches shel papsel smon, and he found a little vial of a perfume. Ve'richo, he smelled it. Ubono yisaleha, and he built it on that place. Hadodich sivku ayam yisara seichaneha. So, Yam is a place that can't naturally support things. So, building on the Yam, this where's the foundation? But if he smelled this, the papelsmon, the perfume, he knows that's where he can build, and that's why it says Kuayam Yisoda, How can you be miyasa yamim? So as long as there's a drisha and a bikush at some point, that's where you build it on. So that's what Chazal is saying. We needed a new foundation. This foundation was only reyach, and that's what it is. I want to be a little bit, think about this in a personal perspective. Chazal tell us, Dereshal Shmad, Dereshal this, or so that. When a person looks at himself, and a person looks at himself honestly, people are not so, don't believe in themselves, because there's not much, everyone knows shortcomings, and you know, even for maximum our good points, still at some point the person doesn't feel terribly accomplished. And doesn't, you know, at some, so, you know, at some, you know, at, when a person is younger, he still thinks, okay, a new start. Doesn't, at some point, it just doesn't, you can't convince yourself. And you ask yourself, what am I building on? What's the point of building on yamim? What's the point of building on years? The things are weaker, the things are not great, or whatever. The understanding, A, that the Bria itself has a new yisoid, it stands on the pnimius nekuda of mevakshi fenech Yaakov Sela. It stands on the pieces that a person has in himself that despite whatever is involved in, he still wants to do good. It's not a hechetimtza. Ke'ilu, well, if you want to do good, you'll start changing, and then you'll become a good person, then you'll be able to build on it. If that had to happen, it wouldn't happen. The yisoid of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds the Bria and why it has a kiyum are those nekudas of toiv that are locked deep in a person. Those nekudas that are behesta, that are b'chinas reyach, that's what the Bria builds on, and that's the Bria can have a kiyum and a yisoid. As long as a person finds in himself that nekuda of ratzon, of bikush, that b'chinas reyach, Then a person is has what to build on. It's a chesed Kadosh Baruch Hu that he shifted gears and he moved into a new basis for the kiyum of the Bria. More than that, the reach comes dafka. So Chazal compare it to Deiris Shel Shmad, Deiris Shel Avram Vina Kifshin, and so on. We tend to appreciate when we do things that are objectively accomplishments. Person learned a lot. A person did a lot of good things. Person restrained himself and so on. And it's, so that's the good that's nira le'enayim. But there's another part of good. Whatever is difficult for a person, and the more difficult it is for a person, it means that he had to bring out a deeper nekudah in himself. He had to break open something in himself. Normally, if I'm this tired, I wouldn't do it. Normally, if I have this going on, I wouldn't do this. Normally, I wouldn't strain myself so hard. Normally, I wouldn't refrain myself so much. But something pushed me and said, "Bechol zeis, I should do it. Bechol zeis, I shouldn't do it." That etzem pe'ula unlocks a nekuda in a person, a lo yadati nafshi, like what we speak. It something in the person that was hidden came out. I don't know, this person is not shaykh doing A, and he did it. So the gili of this new nekuda is a fundamental accomplishment. Since the Bria is meyusid not on the here and the now, on the ri'i and the shmir, but on the giluyim of these reiches, every time you crack open a deep nekuda, and there's a reyach that comes out, that's what the Bria stands on. So it makes these things, so if a person pushes himself to do something that took a lot of effort, but I can't say it's a big accomplishment. So I came a half hour early and I chazed another time to Gemara, or I pulled myself away from something I shouldn't do, and so I didn't do it. So if I look at it objectively as a pula, okay, I was supposed to do it, and I was not supposed to do that, so big deal. But if a person understands that the heart, if it's hard for me to do it, that means that the nekud of toiv that I'm unlocking when I do it is a very deep nekud in a person. And a person has found another kernel of reach nechoyach in a person. Understanding that the basis for avodah today is reach nechoyach, as opposed to what's there in the here and now, means it gives it so much more meaning to things we do that are dichtucha shel nefesh, that are require a certain document of daka, a certain grinding down of ourselves, and wearing down of ourselves. That's where it becomes meaningful for us. So, Kapanim, the parashas Noach is megalotas that Ribbono shel Olam recast the Bria. It the first was a midas adin that was only ein adayin mashav royas, and with that the Bria didn't survive, and golu the fun of that it won't survive. The tikkun that Noach made was he unlocked the pchinas reich in the Bria. Pchinas reich Bria is the toiv in a person that's covered still. That is pure toiv, but it has a shell around it. It's not revealed. It's not open. It's not operating and functional. And when a person unlocks it, through work, through pushing himself, through sacrificing, then the person is megala a new nekuda, and he hits home on the inyan that the Bria today stands on. The Ribbono shel Olam knows that the Bria is a Yamim Yesoda, that once the marble came, the world is ocean, receded ocean, but it's all standing on ocean. The Nakuda that it can stand on strongly, firmly, is this Papal Simon, Atzluchas of Papal Simon, this Reach, this Prinas Reach. And in as much as a person taps into that, as much as a person appreciates the things that he does that cracked open a new nekuda and brought out a reyach that was gone as a person, then the person has anchored himself in something that's bar kayama, and that becomes a foundation for building the rest of the person. Shabbos.